Russian military officials say contact has been restored with four military satellites after a fire destroyed an important ground tracking station. Within moments after the fire was brought under control, the officials insisted the overall satellite system was functioning normally. The incident has raised troubling questions about the declining state of Russia's early warning system. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
Dozens of fire trucks and more than 150 firefighters and rescue workers battled the blaze at the satellite station in a remote area 120 miles south of Moscow. It raged for more than 12 hours, and local crews had to call in reinforcements from the capital to help bring it under control. When the smoke cleared, an entire building was gutted. Anatoly Perminov, the commander of Russia's space forces, said there was a disruption in communications.
Нет постоянной связи с четырьмя космическими.
As a result of the fire, he said, we do not have constant contact with four satellites, adding that as a whole, the system was continuing to function normally. Military analysts agree that the temporary loss of contact was not itself dangerous. The satellites, they say, can remain passively stable for weeks. But the fire does point to a larger problem, the alarming decay of Russia's early warning system. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, Russia has not had the funding to replace satellites that track missile launches. These satellites give ground controllers critical information that helps them determine whether to launch a retaliatory strike. Alexander Pikaev is a military analyst at Moscow's Carnegie Center.
The overall defense budget of the Russian Federation for this year is expected at $7+ billion. It's slightly more than 2% of what the United States are going to spend for their military this year. And as a result of that, Russian vital military systems, including the early warning system, are under conditions of deterioration during the last 10 years.
The loss of satellite relay stations in the former Soviet republics has put more pressure on existing facilities inside Russia. The Russian stations are now forced to handle more logistical and communication responsibilities than they were built to sustain. Alexander Pikaev says the pictures of the satellite station burning brought back memories of the fire that charred Russia's main television tower a year ago. In both cases, he said, old and faulty electrical wiring was to blame.
The type of fire was similar to what we had in Ostankin television tower last summer. And it took so long time to fight with fire because it affected cables and they couldn't stop it for several hours. So the cables was a major problem there, like in television tower.
There are efforts underway to set up a joint early warning center in Moscow, which U.S. and Russian officials can use to exchange data without delay. The idea is to prevent misinformation, false alarms, or the worst-case scenario, an accidental launch. For NPR News, this is Eric Engelman in Moscow.